Job 151, then answered Eliphaz the Temanite, and said, 152 Should a wise man utter vain knowledge, and fill his belly with the east wind? 153 Should he reason with unprofitable talk, or with speeches whereof he can do no good? 154 Yea, thou castest off fear, and restrainest prayer before God. 155 For thy mouth uttereth thine iniquity, and thou choosest the tongue of the crafty. 156 Thine own mouth condemneth thee, and not I. Yea, thine own lips testify against thee. 157 Art thou the first man that was born, or wast thou made before the hills? 158 Hast thou heard the secret of God, and dost thou restrain wisdom to thyself? 159 What knowest thou that we know not? What understandest thou which is not in us? 1510 With us are both the gray-headed and very aged men, much elder than thy father. 1511 Are the consolations of God small with thee? Is there any secret thing with thee? 1512 Why doth thine heart carry thee away? And what do thy eyes wink at? 1513 That thou turnest thy spirit against God, and lettest such words go out of thy mouth. 1514 What is man, that he should be clean? And he which is born of a woman, that he should be righteous? 1515 Behold, he putteth no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. 1516 How much more abominable and filthy is man, which drinketh iniquity like water? 1517 I will shew thee, hear me, and that which I have seen I will declare. 1518 Which wise men have told from their fathers, and have not hid it. 1519 Unto whom alone the earth was given, and no stranger passed among them. 1520 The wicked man travaileth with pain all his days, and the number of years is hidden to the oppressor. 1521 A dreadful sound is in his ears. In prosperity the destroyer shall come upon him. 1522 He believeth not that he shall return out of darkness, and he is waited for of the sword. 1523 He wandereth abroad for bread, saying, Where is it? He knoweth that the day of darkness is ready at his hand. 1524 Trouble and anguish shall make him afraid. They shall prevail against him as a king ready to the battle. 1525 For he stretcheth out his hand against God, and strengtheneth himself against the Almighty. 1526 He runneth upon him, even on his neck, upon the thick bosses of his bucklers. 1527 Because he covereth his face with his fatness, and maketh collops of fat on his flanks. 1528 And he dwelleth in desolate cities, and in houses which no man inhabiteth, which are ready to become heaps. 1529 He shall not be rich, neither shall his substance continue, neither shall he prolong the perfection thereof upon the earth. 1530 He shall not depart out of darkness. The flame shall dry up his branches, and by the breath of his mouth shall he go away. 1531 Let not him that is deceived trust in vanity. For vanity shall be his recompense. 1532 It shall be accomplished before his time, and his branch shall not be green. 1533 He shall shake off his unripe grape as the vine, and shall cast off his flower as the olive. 1534 For the congregation of hypocrites shall be desolate, and fire shall consume the tabernacles of bribery. 1535 They conceive mischief, and bring forth vanity, and their belly prepareth deceit.